This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sudanese fighter jets pounded paramilitary positions in Khartoum on Thursday while deadly fighting and looting flared in Darfur, despite the army and a rival force agreeing to extend a ceasefire deal. In the final hours of a repeatedly broken three-day ceasefire due to end at midnight, the army and the rapid support forces announced a 72 hours, following pressure from Saudi Arabia and the United States. The violence has trapped many civilians in their homes, where they have endured severe food, water, and electricity shortages. Those who can afford to have taken the long and risky journey to flee the country. Egypt said Thursday that at least 14,000 Sudanese refugees had crossed the border since fighting erupted, as well as 2,000 people from 50 other countries. Burkina Faso's military-run government on Thursday broke its silence over a massacre carried out by men in army uniforms, issuing a statement condemning barbaric acts and urging a full investigation. We get more on the story from VOA's Marissa Meldon.
A local prosecutor said armed men dressed in the fatigues of the country's armed forces slaughtered inhabitants of the village of Karma in the jihadist hit north on April 20th, killing around 60 people. Survivors and Karma residents have issued a statement saying more than 100 people died and described a massacre by uniformed men that lasted for hours. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has put the death toll as high as 150. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday announcing new measures to manage the flow of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border as the end of a pandemic-era policy known as Title 42 nears. Administration officials say they are opening immigration processing centers in Latin America to provide migrants easier access to legal pathways to the United States, including the Refugee Admissions Resettlement Program and pre-screening for other programs such as parole, family reunification, or existing labor pathways. The main goal is to slow and reduce migration to the southern border, specifically once the Title 42 is lifted on May the 11th. China is flexing its military muscle around Taiwan. We get more from Lisa Dwyer.
The Taiwanese Defense Ministry says China's military flew 38 fighter jets and other warplanes near Taiwan. The latest display was the largest since Beijing held exercises earlier this month in response to a meeting between the island's president and U.S. lawmakers. Six Navy vessels were also spotted as part of China's campaign of intimidation against self-ruled Taiwan. 19 of the aircraft flew across the midline in the Taiwan Strait as a drone circled the island. The island has never been part of the People's Republic of China, but Beijing says it must unite with the mainland by force if necessary. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A speedboat carrying at least 78 people sank in western Indonesia, and rescuers were searching for 9 people still missing in rough seas early Friday, a day after the boat went down. California, make that the U.S. Federal Railroad Administration, is warning train operators, companies, they are risk, special risk, with extra long trains, which need to be addressed. We get more from the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Federal regulators stop short of telling railroad companies they should limit the length of their trains, but they do suggest precautions and additional training for crews running trains that can stretch for more than 2 miles long. Freight rail companies are increasingly relying on longer trains to help them move cargo with fewer crews, but the Federal Rail Administration says 3 recent derailments involved trains that were longer than 12,000 feet and says the size was a factor. 6 states are looking at limits for the length of trains, citing not only safety, but also the amount of time drivers and emergency responders are delayed at rail crossings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.